is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. It's a great honor.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading-edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show. And we're live. First up, it's Allie Sweeney, A Light in Sight. Let's bring her on. She's one of our newer hosts and shows on News for the Soul. To reintroduce herself, her show, and what's up for today. Allie, welcome back.
Hi, Nicole. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be part of News for the Soul Radio, and it's good to be back. My name is Allie Sweeney. The show is A Light in Sight, and I'm a clairvoyant energy healer and meditation guide. And I'm here to use my voice to bring light insights from the realm of the soul to the physical being here, right here on earth. And it's my truth that we are all spiritual beings in bodies. And my work is in this world of energy because the whole universe is energy. And it affects our lives. Some energy is dense, some is light, some flows, some is stuck. And it's wonderful when we can bring that soul energy and really be connected into our bodies. But some of the time we pick up energy from all the different people and places and things in our lives, or bring it from past lives or other existences. And my work is in noticing what energy we're carrying, what we're intending, what we're allowing, how that's affecting our lives. As I work with clients, we discover together what energy might be limiting or trapping or keeping them from who they really are. We are all love and loved and loving. And really, I hope to inspire you, to empower you to be you, this wonderful, shining soul you that really is truly a part of you. And it's just such an honor to be part of News for the Soul because you get it. I don't have to explain a lot of it. You already know what I'm talking about. And on today's show, I'm going to focus specifically on the energies of giving and receiving. And these are two vibrations that they're very different, right? Giving and receiving, but they often get connected together and they can be tricky to balance. Sometimes giving turns into sacrifice. Sometimes we limit how much we can receive with our beliefs about what we think we're allowed to have, what we're supposed to have, that kind of idea. And sometimes we resist receiving help. And that, in turn, limits our ability to give. So we're going to take a look at some of these ideas of giving and receiving. And if you want me to take a look at your higher self live, just call into the show. We'll be taking calls in just a little bit. But first, I wanted to start with a meditation because when I access this clairvoyant part of me and see this energy at the soul level, I meditate first to open my sixth chakra, that place of intuition, and use some energy tools that just as a focus of the meditation. So that's what I want to do now. I would love it if you would play along. You really can't do it wrong. Just notice what happens for you. And so if you're ready to let yourself play and imagine with me, and if you can, close your eyes. Take a deep breath and notice your body. Just give it a quick scan from head to toe, your fingertips. Maybe notice any areas of tightness where you might be holding. And we're going to start with an energetic tool called a grounding cord. So I want you to become aware of your spine and all the vertebrae in your spine, maybe at the top where it connects, holds your skull and your neck into your upper back and your middle back and your lower back, all the way to the very base of your spine, right at your tailbone. Give yourself another big, deep breath. Let those lungs fill. And then I want you to imagine that there's a colored beam of light that comes from your tailbone. And it's going to grow and extend through whatever you're sitting on. Just let yourself imagine and play. Let that colored beam of light go through whatever is beneath whatever you're sitting on to the layers of the earth. All the way to the very center, and let it connect there. So you have this connection from the base of your spine to the center of the earth. It's called a grounding cord, and it's an invitation. It's an invitation to release any energy that might not be serving you in this moment. Stress, worry, fatigue, fear, sadness. You might know what it is. Or you can just intend that whatever isn't serving you can go right down that grounding cord. Let it fall to the center of the earth. It'll change and be recycled. The earth is here to support you with every breath in every moment. And I want you to bring your attention to the center of your head. Just see if you can bring it to the point behind your eyes, between your ears, right in the center of your head. This is your sixth chakra, and it will naturally open just as you place your attention there. And I want you to imagine a gauge in front of you, like one of those old-timey fuel gauges that would usually have empty on one side and full on the other. But your gauge is going to have giving on one side and receiving on the other. And I want you to just imagine, let yourself see where the needle moves to. Where does it point on that gauge? This is just a piece of information for you where you are in this moment in time. And I want you to imagine that any energy that might be limiting your ability to receive in this life, to go down that grounding cord, just with your intention, anything that's limiting your ability to receive. Maybe it's some ideas of selfishness or lack. You're not selfish. There's more than enough for everyone. And then you might imagine anything that's limiting your ability to give, to go down that grounding cord. You might notice if it's similar or feels different. Again, it's just a piece of information for you. Maybe there's a pattern that has you overgiving or giving too much. You could let anything that isn't serving you in this space, you could invite that down the grounding cord. You might see if your gauge is still there, if it's changed at all, or if it's exactly the same. And you might just let that gauge disappear. Bring your attention back to the center of your head. And let's practice receiving some energy, your energy. So imagine a great big golden sun above your head, like a big golden ball, and call your energy back. From anywhere it's ready to come back from, just say, hello, my energy, come back and fill this golden sun. Let it get really big. Look, your energy fills it all the way to the very top, and it's going to overflow. Now I want you to think about a vibration you'd like more of in your life. Prosperity, abundance, love, joy, whatever it is, write that word on the golden sun, like L-O-V-E, and let your energy become that vibration. And then imagine that it's going to fill every cell of your body. So form a hole in the bottom of that sun and let that light flow into the top of your head. Let it flow downward to fill the tips of your ears and the bottom of your earlobes and all the way to the base of your chin. It's going to flow through your neck, into your shoulders. See if you can notice what it feels like as this energy slips and fills your arms, your elbows, your wrists, your fingertips. And let it flow into your central nervous system, your circulatory system, all the amazing organs in your torso, filling all of you from the inside out, every single cell and all the spaces in between the cells, through your hips, your thighs, your knees, your ankles, your toes. There's so much energy that it spills out the bottom of your feet and it surrounds you. Notice what it feels like to be you in this moment. Take another deep breath. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes if they were closed. And I'll just add in here that if you want to ask a question, if you want to talk about anything maybe you just noticed or something else, that's fine. I invite you to call into the show. The number is 646-595-4274. You can also find it on the News for the Soul website, 646-595-4274. And I'll take a look for you and tell you what I see. And in the meantime, we'll hold the space of collective healing for all of us listening at this point. And that may you feel empowered to be more like you. Letting go of anything. Oh, go ahead.
Sorry, would you like to take the first call?
Sure. Yeah, let's start right in.
Area code 303. You're live with Ellie. What's your first name and where you're calling in from?
Hi, Ellie. This is Marilyn calling from Colorado.
Hi, Marilyn. I'm in Colorado, too. Very exciting. Welcome to the show.
Awesome. So awesome.
Thanks. Yeah, just to connect us a little bit in the energy today, would you just say your first name three times for me?
Yeah. Okay. Marilyn.
All right. I gotcha, Marilyn. Okay. So tell me, was there something specific you wanted me to look at today?
Well, specifically, it's around kind of just the, how do I describe this? So maybe recharging my batteries, work-life balance, finding balance in my life. I'm a caregiver. I work full-time. I've got children, grandchildren, and kind of spread a little bit thin. Just, you know, like just some thoughts around me kind of, you know, stepping more into an ease and flow in my life.
Yeah. So the image that pops up first is kind of you as like a hybrid pitcher. And there's all this energy pouring out. Right. So you've got this big spout and the energy is just pouring out. So that's what I'm assuming that's what you're describing, right? And all of these things that you have as part of your life. So when I look at like what's creating that pattern for you, there's a couple of quick things that happen.
Okay.
One is about being needed. So notice, notice that you might be susceptible in your life to demand energy. So demand energy is often kind of unconscious, but it's other people's demands that come into our space. And for you, it really feels uncomfortable when it comes in. And so you want to take care of it immediately.
Yeah.
And so that's sort of what gets it to push back out. And so if you've ever found yourself, like a common example would be like you find yourself giving or helping someone without even like consciously making the choice to give, right? Like you find yourself already in the middle of the task before you go, wait a second, I didn't have time to do this today. So if that sounds like you at all, that's the demand energy and your response to it. So, and you do, what I would love to do for you today is just give you some space from all the demands that are in your life. The caregiving is the biggest one. And I just see that come around. So if your back is sore at all, I wouldn't be surprised if you have a physical manifestation of this, but I see the energy kind of come around and push like right at your lower back. So I'm just going to give you some space from that, if that's okay, so that you can have some, so what it looks like is a pressure that propels you forward. Like it just keeps one step moving in front of the other. And you're now at a point in your life where you're pushing back against it. Like I'm not want to be walking that path. But you do, you are a giver. It's not, that's not it. But it's that there's not time for all of this. And that is not a selfish thought. So it looks to me as if you were raised with the idea that you give yourself away. That's what is like life-giving somehow. And so that's what's happened, right? That's what we're talking about in these patterns is giving yourself away. And so what if there was an opportunity to add yourself to the task list? it just looks like you need to be included. In the group of people that you are helping. Your body is really asking for that break. So let me see. I just want to give you some more space from all of this. Okay. And I know it's not like these people are going to go away, but you have, you also have energetic connections to a lot of them. They look like cords kind of up and down your sternum. They just get all connected right in there. And this is more, this looks like a more of an emotional connection. So if you find yourself as the person who a lot of people kind of dump their story to or tell you all their problems, that's what this looks like. So, and this is one of those things where for you, it has fulfilled your need to be needed. Like that's sort of how it got set up originally, was this idea that you needed to be needed. And yet there's an opportunity here. I just said this to somebody yesterday, so it must be in the ethers, but there's an opportunity here to be loved without being needed. So all of these people love and adore you, whether you give your entire self away or not. But that is something that up until this point, you haven't really been able to trust. And so that's your opportunity here, is to trust that they will love you and be with you and cherish you, even if you don't give them everything. Hard to do, but... So it just looks like it could be so regenerative for you to have that energy not pouring out of you all of the time. And then without these emotional connections, that's a real, it's sort of like a drag on your system, because then you have all of that sort of turmoil and chaos from their lives in your life, if that makes sense.
It does. Yeah, I think you're definitely on the right track here. And I wonder for the long haul, you know, if I'm going to be able to, like, maintain it. So that's kind of what's been coming up for me, especially the caregiving, because, you know, I do get tired and so and feel a little drained and pulled in different directions. So that was kind of what was spurring this question. So, yeah, putting myself on the list really makes sense. Really makes sense to me.
Yeah. And yeah. Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. And what I've found is that in naming the pattern, just you'll be, so some of that was unconscious, right? The demand hits and you move and you solve it. But in naming it, you have an opportunity now to go, wait a second.
Yeah.
This is my usual pattern, and I can change it. Because you can. You absolutely can change it. But just know that you're practiced in a different way of doing it. So it's going to take a little practice to create the new way, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You have to be a little bit more intentional about it at first.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Awesome.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that clarity.
So-
I really appreciate it. Okay.
Wow, it's my pleasure. Thanks so much for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Have a great day. Yeah.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Just let us know how it goes. Let's go to 570-570. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from? Area code 570, you're up. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from? Hello, hello. Okay, well,
I can keep talking to you if you want it.
Sorry, I didn't hear
what
you said.
Other ideas. Oh,
okay, well, let's actually just try the next line. How about that? And we can give them another try. Maybe they were on mute accidentally. 914,
yeah.
What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, my name is Catherine from New York.
Hi, Catherine from New York.
Hi,
Catherine.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good, thank you.
Excellent. I think I remember your voice from maybe other shows. Would you just say your first name three times for me and help me connect?
Sure. Catherine, Catherine, Catherine.
All right, I got you, Catherine. All right, what are we talking about today?
I'm having a hard time asking a question because I'm wondering about work and I'm wondering about love. So whichever one you want to choose.
Let me see what's here. The image that I see, it's interesting. It's you, but it's as if you're like in a big bear hug. Okay, so imagine yourself like you've got your arms out. Wide, right? As if you're going to give somebody a big bear hug, but like what's inside your arms is both of those things, work and love. And it's a very protective stance, right? Like you're holding them in kind of like a mama bear would protect things. But it's also a highly energetic pose, right? Like holding your arms like that, holding these things close, holding them tight is causing your shoulders to be pretty tight, but it's also, just exhausting to hold that position.
So yeah.
What is creating that position is a lack of trust, a fear that it won't work out. So what I want to do is add some trust energy here that just starts with this, I'm okay. Just that very basic, I'm okay. And we're going to add that energy into the back of your, like your central nervous system and just allow that to come in. I'm okay. And because it hasn't felt okay, it looks like you've got things pretty high wired, like intense. And so this idea of I'm okay is going to help just give you, interestingly enough, as tightly as you've tried to hold these things, it looks more helpful to give you some space from them so that you can see them from a different perspective. It's like holding them too close just kept them nearby but didn't actually allow you to have them. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Awesome. So I'm sort of moving that energy down your arms to just sort of help them relax from that state of holding, and just giving that to the rest of your body. And then I'm going to help, I'm just going to help open up the energy to the career space and to the love space. And the career space, I'm going to clear some energy. Just like when I started that meditation today, I did a grounding cord, you know, for our bodies. You can do a grounding cord on any of these spaces. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm adding a grounding cord that's going to pull some energy that's related to, it says like pain and punishment in your workspace. So I don't know what would have caused that, but it just looks like it could be easier than it's been.
Yeah.
So I'm going to just pull that energy out so it's not the foundation of how what you're building from there. And I'm going to clear, like you show me a lot of that pain and punishment energy sort of on the path in between you and the career space. So I'm just going to clear all of that out as well. It kind of looks like it stems from like a not being picked kind of idea.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
And so, but the space itself still looks healthy, vibrant. There's lots of energy there of creation, of money. So the space itself still looks healthy. It's kind of like now the space in between you and it looks challenging. So I'm just clearing some of that energy that it's as if the energy that's between you and this career space that I see is like keeping that fruitful, valuable career at arm's length. So it's like, it's there, it exists, and yet you're not there yet.
Yeah.
I love it when you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So it's really, I'm just sort of like smoothing out that timeline that you could have it without having to wait for it.
That's awesome. Perfect timing. I'm starting a new project.
Okay, good. So trust, right? I started there with sort of that bear pose. Trust will increase your capacity to have this career, this dream career, and in a more capacity. So it's a made-up word, but the word that I learned for that is called havingness, and it's your capacity to have something. And so I'm just increasing your capacity to have this. Looks like we're going with career. And the same, so everything I've just said about your career space applies to your love space, right? That trust, that love, that havingness, like you get to have something wonderful and amazing in your life. You get to have an entire life of wonderful, amazing things. You do. Not somebody else. You.
That's amazing.
So I know that doesn't feel true, but it is.
I totally know it's It really resonates. I think we should write a book around the havingness word, if you haven't already.
Not even my word. I learned it from my mentor. Her name's Lauren Sky. So yeah, consider, like, if you have a meditation practice or you just have like intentions that you keep, maybe just add havingness into the mix to increase that for yourself.
It's amazing. And just, I find it so synchronistic. As I'm speaking to you, I'm looking at a huge teddy bear I have.
Yeah, so know that trust is about not needing the protection. Like, I'm okay is totally different than I need protection.
Yeah.
That's kind of what that pose was about, was protection. Okay. Oh, well, I'm so glad you called in. Happy to have you on the show. Thanks for bringing out having this today.
Yay. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Sure, my pleasure. Have a great day.
Thanks for calling in. Area code 845 is next. What's your first name and where are you calling in from?
Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Hi, my name is Maria. Yeah, I call it from New York. You give a message?
Hi, Maria. Would you say just your first name for me three times?
Maria, Maria, Maria.
All right. What did you want to talk about today, Maria? What can I take a look at for you?
You give him a message at the other side.
You're having surgery?
No.
Okay, try it again. Sorry.
I say my husband has passed away. You talk with the people on the other side.
Oh, sure. You want to talk to someone on the other side?
Yes, my husband or my mother, my father, anybody.
Your mother and your father. Was there somebody else you just said?
My husband. Anybody comes in, you know.
Anybody, everybody. Well, be careful. We'll get too many people. I'm just kidding. Maria, let me see what's here for you and what we can share on this realm. Oh, my gosh. So it's beautiful. Okay. So the image that I see of you is of you as this bright light, just this beautiful, shining soul in this world. And I see these people who have passed before you, your mother and your father. I see like an uncle, I think. It's a male figure. It seems like an uncle. And this is how they see you. As this bright light, this shining soul. It's a beautiful image because it's so pure. It's how they truly see you. So if you've ever felt that you weren't enough or you didn't do the right things or maybe they punished you or whatever, know that in this moment in time, they see you as like perfection. And so they're asking me to help you release any energy that you might be holding, like from childhood or yesterday, about where you think you're not good enough or you haven't done the right things. Does that sound okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not really sure where this is headed. is there anything about a ring in your family, like a ring you would wear on your finger?
The ring I got in my finger is the wedding event. I got it, the ring of my mother in my chin, in my neck.
Okay, so you wear it as a chain on your neck. So if ever you want to be with them, if you want to know their presence, especially your mother, touch that ring and she'll be with you. I don't know what your relationship was like in bodies, but she has such a loving embrace for you at this point. Please know that. That is how she just sort of adores you.
We got a nice relationship. You're beautiful.
Okay.
So I can ask you something else, please?
Okay.
You see, I'm going to get a big settlement. I'm going to travel. So I'm going to go in Italy this year. And I buy property over there near the water.
So you're still waiting on the settlement? I remember you from other shows. You're still waiting on it?
Yes.
Has it been decided? It looks like it's been decided.
I don't get it.
You don't have it yet. I'm asking, I'm seeing the timeline to see if it's 2021 that you receive it, 2022. At this point in time, it looks like it comes at the end of this year. So at the end of 2021, right at the beginning of 2022, something like that. That's when you have the actual settlement in your hands.
Right, so I could travel it then after that. So maybe the end of the year I could travel.
So then you could travel? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot to play out between now and then. Even though the time will go by very quickly, there's a few pieces that have to fall into place. But you look like you're excited to travel and ready to travel, and there's people who will travel with you. So all of that looks like it's lining up. It's just how the sort of red tape of this settlement happens.
I see.
That's what it looks like. Just see how we can, if there's anything that I can clear on it that would make it, your highest good be served with this settlement.
Okay. Thanks.
And that just looks, yeah, okay. It just looks like if the more that you can release the energy around what happened, that you're getting the settlement, you know, whatever pain that was caused, the more you can release that, the easier the settlement will flow to you. So that would just be something that you have an opportunity to kind of just invite to release sort of regularly and be healed. Okay. Yeah,
right.
I think that's it for today. But thank you for calling into the show, Maria.
Thank you very, very much. God bless you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
Bye.
Right.
Bye.
Thanks for calling. Let's give 570 another try, see if they're unmuted now. 570, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from? Hello, hello. Okay, we have a email question from Michelle in Ontario, and she's feeling like there's heaviness and or maybe negative entities around her, and she's wondering if you can sense anything and help her with the situation.
Yeah, let me see how to connect with Michelle in Ontario. Okay. Okay. So the first sense I get of it is that it's old energy, but it feels new because it hasn't been around in a while. But it's very old, like from a different existence or a different past life, a different lifetime. And so it's unsettling. I see the unsettling part of it, but it's also up for, let's say, healing or release, so that you don't have to have this experience anymore. So, Michelle, I am going to just help this release from the space. I see it around your, I don't know, I guess I'll call it an apartment, or I don't know what you really live in, but at least it's in one room in particular. So I am just clearing that physical space of that energy. And what's going to be really important is that you hold the intention of a different energy. So your opportunity here is to, like, I see it mostly in the floor, right? And so intend that joy or love or fun or whatever it is that is a different vibration that you choose, you hold that in your home. And it kind of repeatedly, again, because this is an old energy, and I'm going to disconnect it from where I see it in your actual body and give you more space for you to come in there. And I see you as just sort of a fraction of yourself. You're all there, but you're smaller than you could be bigger if you choose to be. And what's keeping you smaller is fear. So I'm just going to help remove some of that. And I understand the fear is related to this energy, so it's all kind of happening at the same time. You might have more space for you. You might choose to be bigger. Your vibration won't be as dense then as that fear dissipates and as this other energy dissipates. So that's what I'm doing, is just disconnecting that old energy from all this other. And it's really important that you keep your attention on that other vibration. The more attention that you give to this denser, darker form of energy, the stronger it gets. So your opportunity there is to just keep your intentions and your attention on that higher vibration you choose. Okay. I think I've got that in a different space for you to start kind of fresh. I'm also just going to help your grounding cord keep releasing that and call in your guides to help you. You have guides. They're lovely. Okay. All right. I think that's complete for Michelle. Nicole, should I head into some of the other stuff we haven't talked about, or
were there other callers? About 11 minutes to the top. We did have one more question come in. If it might be a quicker one.
Okay.
This one is from Lisa in New York, and she's feeling blocked around the energy of abundance and just wanted a clearing.
Okay. Yeah, then we can do that, Lisa. Thanks for sending in the question. The energy that I see is in your lower chakras that's limiting this. I'm trying to sort out as I see it. I see it connected into sort of your, it's in those lower chakras, but it's kind of also just in your belly. It's not necessarily, it's sort of scattered around, not just specific to the chakra. So let me see if I can get a better look at it. it looks to me like it's an energy of someone else trying to control what happens in your life. So your opportunity is to take control of your own life. So what I'm going to do is clear this energy of this other person or entity. I don't know if they're actually in a body or not, but I'm going to help clear some of that energy. Your job is to just breathe. As I do it, I kind of see it wrapped around your diaphragm. So just give that a big, deep breath and help the energy move out. There it goes. Okay. It almost looks sort of like an octopus or something that was kind of tangled in there. But it's out. Okay. All right, so and now I'm just going to fill you with that abundance and fill that space with healing. You can maybe notice where abundance isn't filling into your cells. Just see there's like a sort of a behind you where I'm just filling with that abundance energy. It doesn't look like a lot of your past has been abundant, but that doesn't mean you don't have to keep that with you, right? So let's push abundance behind you as well. Yeah, there's a lot of blame energy here, so I'm just going to try to clear that as well. Okay. All right. Okay, that looks complete, Nicole. How about if I just talk about a few of these giving and receiving things to hit, and then I'll close out the show.
Beautiful. Perfect.
All right. Thanks for working the switchboard for me. That's a lot of fun. So what I wanted to talk about sort of in this idea of giving and receiving and how it can kind of get out of balance, and especially, you know, as I was talking to our first caller today, that over give, right? If there's anybody out there who gives too much and then they're exhausted, right? Any moms out there, this is a typical mom pattern, but it can be any type of caregiving. And it's a wonderful trait. It truly is. And yet if that gauge, if your giving is way out of balance, like that over-giver space is really challenging to maintain. And it can also look like pleasers, right? You try to please your way through, then get overrun by the takers out there. It might be time to incorporate way more receiving into your life. The world calls this self-care. And if you just found yourself in an eye roll, because how many times can you hear self-care? I feel like it's everywhere these days. You might consider what you're resisting about receiving. What I'm learning recently is that I thought I was doing self-care. I thought I was taking care of myself. I had a self-care reminder on my phone, and it was set to chime every 2 weeks to help me remember to do something special. And I just want you to strap that sentence in your brain for a second. Every 2 weeks. Every 2 weeks? What in the world was I thinking? We need to be doing this every single day. You might have to work up to it to be able to find that kind of time in your life, to be able to put yourself on the list. But you are that important to find something special for yourself every single day. Every day you get to relax. Every day you get to restore. Every day you get to pause and check in with you. How can you take better care of yourself? How can you receive more? If you're exhausted, and who isn't after 2020, you need even more self-care. I have never met anyone where I've said, oh, that's just too much self-care. I'm pretty sure that doesn't happen. If you imagine yourself like a cup that is full, And every time you give, the cup gets a little more empty. If you don't also receive, your cup will continue to empty. And giving from an empty cup is no longer giving. It's sacrifice. And it builds resentment. If your giving has left you so depleted that you're resentful of the people you give to, if you blame them for taking too much from you, you might be in the space of sacrifice. And it'll feel really good to receive, to allow your cup to fill, to permit your cup to fill. You are worth it. So consider how you might slow down your choices to give. In my experience, it takes slowing down, resting a hand on your heart, giving yourself the moment to remind yourself, I am okay. And decide if this opportunity, this demand, is what would make your heart sing, or if letting the demand go is better for you at this time. Just consider it. This is where boundaries often come in. And it's okay to have a really strict boundary, but it's also okay to have a fluid one. Some days I have more to give. And on those days, I choose to give more. Well, that as the people who are brave enough to call in today, that you took something away from what we shared. Oftentimes there are messages that are said that are also for kind of the broader group listening. And I'm wondering what you're willing to receive in this life and if you're ready to let anything else go. Maybe you found the things that I said really challenging or you're sitting in resistance. But maybe you can set some intentions to notice your thoughts, your patterns, to name some of these beliefs that might be a little bit more unconscious and bring them into the light. And I want to remind you to love yourself even more. Just like I was talking about in this self-care, even more than you think you already are, you're not doing it too much. I want you to love yourself to a crazy-making extent. Just love yourself today and then do it again tomorrow. You are already enough. You may just need to remember that. And if you just can't fit more self-care in right now, it's okay. You'll get there. Take the moments that you can. Receive the moments that you can. You're doing the best you can, and it's enough. So I just wanted to remind you that my name is Allie Sweeney. My show is called A Light in Sight. That's the name of my website, A Light in Sight. I have an event coming up just next week on Tuesday, and it's going to be a live video event. You can join in from anywhere, but I'll be taking questions from the group gathered, just like we kind of do on the radio show, and offering group healings for the topics we cover. It's going to be $15 a person, and you can sign up on my website. It's super powerful and super fun. I limit it to a small group, just 10 people. So it's really empowering and enlightening. So check it out at A Light in Sight. It's L-I-G-H-T and then I-N-S-I-G-H-T, A Light in Sight. I'm a clairvoyant energy healer and meditation guide. And if you'd like to take a step and have a full reading, I would love to offer a half an hour reading free to anyone who mentions the News for the Soul radio show. And so it's a wonderful way for us to just get connected and take some of these questions and patterns a little bit deeper. So again, you can make an appointment through my website, or you can find me on the News for the Soul website too. And so I just want to encourage you to be you. And I found this great quote from Matt Kahn from this past week. He's a spiritual leader that I love. And he says, if and when the anchoring of light feels overwhelming, it merely acts as a sign, reminding of the perfect moments to enact, knowing from the depths of my soul's wisdom, each choice to care for myself sends waves of consciousness throughout the quantum field to help others in supporting their own needs instead of judging themselves or fighting with others. I love that idea, that self-care sends waves of consciousness to help others in supporting their own needs. So I hope you'll take the time for you. Please know that I am grateful for your time and attention. They are precious resources on this journey of life. Your presence helps me to shine my light even brighter. Many thanks for who you are in this world. Bye for now and have an amazing day.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
Yeah, man. We all love to hear the good news, so we all should rush to hear the good news. Right. But wait till us find the good news.
NSTN, NSTN, news for the soul at the very best. NSTN, NSTN, news for the soul at the very best. NSTN, NSTN, news for the soul at the very best.
Yeah, man, just log on to www.newsforthesoul.com. Can you hear me?
We are a life-changing talk radio. We give you good news to keep you on the go. And you can also share the good news, you know. And that's the way we keep in the flow. Wah! We only focus on the positive things, yeah. We only focus on the positive things, yeah. We not go put none of the negative in there. We not go put none of the negative in there. NFTN, NFTN, news for the soul at the very best. NFTN, NFTN, news for the soul at the very best. Log on to www.newsforthesoul.com.
Every time,
come hear the good news, share the good news. And we all feeling good for the good news.
Call in to Live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading-edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. Yeah, it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you tonight.
Why are you here? We're talking to Carolyn Mace about Sacred Contracts, one of her many best-selling books. Welcome to the show, Greg Braden.
Well, good evening, Nicole. It's certainly a pleasure to hear your voice and a pleasure to be here tonight.
Welcome to the show, Stuart Wild.
Thank you very much.
John Kehoe, welcome to News for the Soul.
Hey, how are you?
Next up, Dr. David Morehouse.
I'm so glad that you called me because you are doing such an important task, important work, because you are spreading a very positive message.
I was really moved by last week's show because we made a commitment to a worldwide event to try to change consciousness.
I'm feeling enormous energy around this show, just enormous, enormous. I really have to hand it to you, Nicole. You've created sort of a niche of amazing, amazing connections. It's just like the angels and the devatas that are like attracted to News for the Soul is amazing.
And
Next on News for the Soul, it's time for Angie's Intuition with Angie Bell. Angie is a spiritual medium and intuitive coach who helps people heal and find clarity and peace after the loss of a loved one. With 30 years of experience, she brings enlightenment, education, and entertainment to her show on News for the Soul every second Friday of the month. Let's welcome Angie back to News for the Soul.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Angie's Intuition with me, Angie Bell. I'm so happy that if you're the first timer, welcome. If you're coming back, thank you for coming back. I'm here today and to have a conversation with my special guest, Claudia Saarinen, angelic medium, intuitive coach. And we are so excited to just talk about how to instantly shift our energy. There's a lot of energy going on around here right now. There's a lot of shifts happening. And so sometimes we might find ourselves in that negative energy. So we're going to talk a little bit of how to raise our vibrations. So really excited to see what positive things we can do to make those shifts happen and manifest more positive things in our life. You have the power within you, and so some to transform your mind, body, and soul. So we're just here to give you some positive conversation, some tips, and instant ways to just change that mindset and energy shifts. Because I know, right, and I'm not saying here today, it's not to say that when there are, you have to be 100% positive all the time. No, that's not it. But how can we change that, and how can we get into that space quickly? So before we start, I always like to just have you all take a moment to take a breath and drop in, and we're going to set that intention for this beautiful time that we have. And so just if you get a chance, close your eyes, get comfortable. If you're not, just keep your eyes open. Just take a nice breath in. And our intention is to fill this in time with compassion, with love, joy, and possibilities, with a greater understanding to how to raise our vibration, to create and dream a life bigger, to follow the flow, to show up, and to hold space for others as well, to learn and to grow and to heal. So I just want to collectively recognize that raising our energies can positively create the reality we want to have and the courage to be able to dream them. And so it is. So I want to welcome in Claudia. Please come on in and say hello, Claudia, to this wonderful group that we have here today.
Hello, hello everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and thank you so much, Angie, for having me over. I'm so happy and excited to be here. Thank you.
Oh, well, it's always a pleasure to have you. Claudia, this is the second time you've been here with me, So we've had a wonderful conversation the last time we did, and today we'll also, after our conversation, we will take a few callers and emails to full cards and in the intention of positive shifts. And so what more do you need to know? And that is really exciting. So the first part of it today, just talking about how we stay positive and how, really the law of attraction is stronger than gravity. and I wanted you to, we're both in that frame of mind. I know that we are. But just wanting to talk about how important it is to keep in a positive frame. One of the things is just realizing that what you put out to the universe, what you put out energetically, is always what you're going to receive back. Do you agree with this?
100%. And we hear this everywhere. And sometimes mm-hmm. we just don't realize how powerful that law it is and that where are we putting our energy into. I was talking to my daughter the other day, if you are focusing into the things that you do not want, that's exactly what you're going to manifest because your energy, it is right there. So if we focus instead of what we really want, then we are sending the the energy into the right direction, because the universe will hear every single signal that we send.
Isn't that the truth? And sometimes we kind of forget about that, and it's not, and like the law of attraction, you know, 24/7, it's always listening. So it's really important that we need to show up, and how we show up every day. And of course, it's not going to be, we're not going to be 100% in the positive thing. And I don't want to, we don't want to talk about, you know, toxic positivity, because that's not reality. But if we can take a moment and really just shift, maybe even as often as you can when you catch yourself, right? And so I find out that how you show up every day really will determine what will happen. So what do you do that you do on a regular basis, and you can to shift your thoughts and your to get into that higher vibration?
For me, it's one of the keys, like you said, sometimes we just go through the days and we are humans and we get caught up into so many things. But when you got yourself, it's a good sign. It's like, okay, I got myself into this not so positive thinking, for instance, and we just change it right there. And I'll share in a moment, what do I do? But first thing in the morning, I try to every morning before I get out of bed, I will set an intention, mm-hmm. saying something like, you know, I would allow nothing but good thoughts for me today, and I would allow nothing but good vibes to be around me. And I do this as my daily routine. And when I got myself into this spiral, sometimes I will stop doing what I'm doing, whether it's the dishes or laundry or anything. It's just step outside, go for a walk, and perhaps sometimes I will play with my dog, go for a good swim, go singing, dancing, ABCs with my three-year-old. I think that works too. Those little moments, those are the ones to help to change again the whole thing, and then you feel again with more clarity.
Absolutely, and being intentional on how you show up, and you know, good or bad, you know, just or in between, just trying to make that choice. So I know that, you know, if you're feeling like you're in that moderately to lower level energy, you know, you're kind of doubtful, and you might sort of have a general negativity going on, and perhaps maybe you're talking about other people and not in a great and not in a positive way. So what I find is that when you find yourself in those moments, you sort of attract that same kind of energy to you, isn't that so? And so when you, like you're saying, when you raise your vibration by trying to be more optimistic and hopeful and happy, then what you're doing is really creating that energetic match that you want to come back into to you, right? The big thing for me that I learned over the years is that it's one thing to say something. It's one thing to, you know, I do believe that you believe it until you fake it till you make it, sometimes what you hear. But what I also believe is that if you need to feel it and release any doubt of what you want and then you will attract more. So you may say something like, I am happy, I'm happy. But you need to actually feel it and believe it and just get yourself and shift that energy in your body. So no one's immune to being in a slump. You know, we all are. And, you know, we might feel frustration and guilt and shame and sadness. But it's just how we can reframe our thoughts and come out of that and choose to be in that higher vibration. So when you feel it, it's really important. So I'd like to talk about what kinds of things that people are how you can just instantly sort of take yourself out of that space. And I'm not saying you don't need to feel, and I'm sure Claudia would agree, that if you're having frustrations, you know, maybe sit in that feeling for a moment, or if you're having some guilties or what that is, it's you know, honor yourself to feel it for the moment and then consciously shift that energy. And it is really important for you to, you know, not sort of mask or let those feelings, you know, push them down. Isn't that right, Claudia?
That's right. Honoring your feelings, I think that's the key. And letting this energy move through you and eventually just releasing it, not letting it stay in you, it is that. Again, that's part of being human as well, too, right? I think what you were saying, that, you know, making a conscious decision and how we want to feel and what is it that we want to experience, that is the key when we set that intention and, you know, how we want to experience our life. That is the importance. And when you talk about the emotions and feeling it, all of that gets, you know, in our cells, in our memory cells. So when we have, you know, these therapies, you know, like the tapping therapies, you know, and then you have the positive thinking and all that, because that's how our brains and our emotions will record everything. So when we feel happy and something that you like to do, for instance, I like to dance, and, you know, if I hear music, I automatically will take me to that specific moment because I know that I like it, makes me feel happy. So just being conscious of those things and how we are presented to ourselves into the world, like you were saying, is so important. I try to make a conscious thinking and to say, okay, when I'm sharing something, what am I about to say? Is it going to help someone? Is it going to be good for everyone? What is this bringing to the table?
Yeah.
And I try to do that as my part of my routine, and that will keep me in the moment. But again, if we feel that we lost that little control, we just go back again inside and just ask ourselves, okay, how's everything in me?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So really what you're saying too is that we're responsible for all of it. So we have that choice. We're responsible to how we're feeling. And so a good question to ask, I would say, is like, how optimistic are you? And sort of think about that for a moment. And sort of maybe you could be able to start to shift the paradigm that you're living in, and to find that joy. And one of those things that I find really, really helpful and sort of to step out of that is to find the gratitude in your life. And for me, on a daily basis, I do not miss a day. I may miss one part of the day, but morning and night, I always like to give my gratitude for the things I already have. And you may have heard this 1,000 times or 1,000,000 times, but it's always something that, if you're hearing it again and it resonates with you, it's very, very important to bring that into your practice. Because gratitude, I believe, is... gratitude brings you joy. Joy does not bring you gratitude. It's just kind of that feeling. So what, even the smallest things we can choose to make ourselves happy. So one of my great gratitudes is that I'm so grateful to have a place to live and a beautiful home over my head. So that's one of my gratitudes. I'm grateful that I, for tiny things like a great cup of coffee or, you know, things that are small, that being able to walk out my door to my backyard. A lot of people don't have that gift. So we are so responsible for that. So choose to be in that higher vibration and finding that shift. So I wanted to just say, you know, you said you love to dance. Well, for me, it's like throwing on music. There's an instant thing that you can do in a second. Stepping outside the door, and the gratitude that you have for that. The moment that you sort of feel like you have to shift and move your body, right? And so I'm giving everyone permission today, if you haven't already, to stand up right now and just shake it out. Just shake it out and set a new goal to be fun, have fun, and be silly, and so that you can attract more, you know, see what others who are having, you know, feeling like they're joyful, what are they doing? Are they having fun? And I think that is a super instant key to shifting that energy. I know that watching your kids, I'm sure, gives you joy and gratitude, and you see how quickly they do that as well.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And I think this is the, and that's contagious, right? The more joyful we are, that is contagious. And if we are like this, making this moment for us, someone will see that and they will do the same thing. And as the balance, it is like giving and receiving, right? So exactly what we send to the universe. If you're dancing, if you're having a good time, even if you are in the most stressful moment perhaps, is when you need to do those things, because then you will gain clarity and what is it that you need to do. You will have more clear mind to make bigger decisions as well. You bring your frequency up, and therefore you can, the universe will bring you what you really want in the right way.
Right. And as long, and as you believe it and you can feel it, that is, like we said, so key. And then you can reframe it. And so that is the greatest thing for all of us, is that, you know, take a white, I'm going to say a wike, because I meant to say a walk or a hike. That's so funny. Anyhow, it's, you know, getting yourself out of the space. So if you're in a, and you've been working too long, even just step out of your office, get out, take a drink of water, move your body is what we're saying. So instantly changing and shifting your energy, and makes so much of a difference. Well, Claudia, I know that we can continue on with this conversation and talk about all these things that, and you and I would also agree on this, is like, talk to your angels and your spirit family. Like, angels are right there. They're help, you know, if you feel like you're just, you know, you need a little extra energy or a boost, ask them to send you some energy and some shift, and to help you shift, or talk to them about giving you as a sign of what should I be doing next. Maybe they'll throw on that big musical song that, you know, you hadn't heard for a long time. So I know that I'm going to give you one tool, and Claudia, I'm going to ask you this. So one of my coaches, Eloise Eaton, she gave me this to help with my instantly shifting my vibration. And so the question is, what was the last thing that made you smile? So what is that? What was the last thing that made you smile?
The last thing that made me smile, that was my daughter just being so funny. Just, you know, those one of those things that just laughing, and it was silly, but it was just fun, and you just kind of forget about everything. At least that was for me, but I'm sure for everyone it will be something different. I just would like to add very briefly here that when you ask about the angels, you know, the angels, sometimes we feel that they might want to say something complicated when we ask for guidance what to do, but perhaps you are really here and just go outside for a walk, and that's your answer to all of your questions, and there you can find the fun moment for you.
Absolutely. So yeah, those small things. So if you, and what I would say is that you hold that moment for you, like you said, and this, if you get into that place and you're like, oh, I'm just frustrated and don't know if this is going to work, and bring that moment forward, it'll always bring a smile to your face. So another instant.
What was your last moment for you that made you laugh?
Oh, the last moment for me. Oh my gosh, good question.
I put you on the spot.
It actually was kind of a moment last night. I was outside. It was really warm in our area. And last night I took one of our chairs, put it in the middle of the lawn in the evening, like dark. And I put my feet, there was lots of dew on the grass. And one of those moments just made me smile with gratitude. The dew on my feet cooling me down and looking up at the stars made me feel like a kid again. When I was a kid, when, you know, you lay on the grass versus sitting in a chair and just really taking that in. And I really sat in that moment and it made me smile and made me just feel like a kid again. So that was my moment. Thank you for asking that. That's awesome. Well, I have, looks like we have a lot of callers coming in here. We've got some emails that have come in. And Nicole is saying that we have a request to pull some cards. So let's take a moment. And we have Barb from Ontario, Anne from Boston, Maria from New York, and Michelle from Ontario. And then we have a special request from Brenda Malott in Iowa. And we know Brenda. So let's take a moment and pull out our cards. So with all this in mind, with our intention of positive attraction and law of attraction, bring your questions to us. So, and you can call in or email us as you have, but the call-in number here is 646-595-4274 or email ontheair@telus.net. What I'm going to do, Claudia, why don't you pull a card for Barb in Ontario? There's no specific question or focus, so this is what's in her highest good and for her, okay?
That's right. What does Barb need to know today on her highest good? What is the message from the angel? And for you, Barb, they talk about express your creativity. And the angels are recognizing that you have so much energy right now and you feel like you would like to do something, you would like to create something. So let that flow, whatever that might be for you, painting, singing, dancing, all of that, you will express some inspiration for others. And it is a great opportunity for you to share your talents. So go for it. Just let this energy flow. This is the time for you to bring your true self and to the world and share with the world. Hopefully this is helpful for you, and thank you for calling.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Barb, hope that resonates with you. So I'm going to pull a card for Anne in Boston. So I've got Anne coming in here. Let me just take a moment. And wow, this is a beautiful card. What I'm using is a spiritual animal deck from Colette Baron-Reed. I love her graphics and her cards. And the card that comes up is a wonderful card. It's called it's a chameleon. So here we are. And the chameleon shares her gift with you today to prepare for changes that will greatly benefit you. So outer conditions are you're changing, and you're required to come up into harmony with them so you can co-create your greatest dreams. So be ready to expect some changes in your life coming. Very good. And as I'm saying that, keep that intention of good energy coming your way. Because it'll come in handy as you determine what is the best way for you to move into this change, and as well as maintaining your integrity and keeping your balance and all of this. So this is a fortunate time for you, a lucky time for you, and act as if it has already happened, or as if you until you feel that it's all moving in your direction. So if you have something that you've been working on or looking forward to or already had set that intention, I have feel that this is really, this card tells you that you may make a change or maybe some adapting, I guess, with the chameleon, right? There's an adaptation card. And just to really to learn about how to dance with others and how to make transition easy for yourself. So really wonderful card, and so thank you so much for your request. I hope that resonates with you. Okay, so we've got Maria from New York. Claudia, why don't you do that one as well?
Absolutely. Okay, Maria. Let's see. Here's the guidance for you today. What do you need to know for the highest good, Maria? Right, so actually, I am using the Angel Prayers cards from Kyle Gray, and these are beautiful cards too. The card that comes from for you, it is the Divine Physician Archangel Raphael. Just know that there is so much light for you at all levels, from your physical, mental, and spiritual, and know that you are going to be okay, and there is this protection in you. So if you can just visualize yourself in the light of Archangel Raphael and just releasing anything that is in your energy field, in your body, just to dissolve in the light with gentleness and ease, and just everything will be restored. And you are having that support, so there is healing at all levels. And as well, trusting that you have worthy friends with you. So from the other side and right here on the physical, know that you can trust the people that are surrounding you, and just make sure that you are acknowledging the people that are stepping for you, giving you the hand, giving you the extra help that you are needing at this moment. And so just call your angels and ask if you don't know how to sometimes tune in, just to show you the way, show you the guidance that you need to know. Ask them in the morning, what do I need to know today? And trust that they will bring that to you in many different forms. Either you will hear someone talking, or you could definitely hear a song, or animal signs, butterflies, all of that stuff. So if you want to get your confirmation, but know that you are absolutely protected. I really hope this resonates with you, Maria, and we send you lots of hugs.
Oh, what a great message for her. Very nice. Thank you so much, Claudia. I love those positive affirmations and some direction to work with her angels. I love that. And so Michelle from Ontario, we're going to just do this back and forth for a moment. And so Michelle from Ontario. And now if you want to, again, call in, I should probably, before I move forward, it's 646-595-4274, or email us on theair@telus.net. Okay, so I'm going to just take, as we do that, focusing on for Michelle. And there's a flying card for you out of the same deck, and also very good card. Yeah, flies out of the deck, and it's the hawk spirit. I love working with the animals because there's so much. There's signs that come with these beautiful animals, and you might be in your own area. You might see a hawk today, so know that is something for you to pay attention to. So when hawk spirit shows up, it's to let you know, let spirit be your guide, your spirit and your angels, and it's just flying high above the land. The hawk sees both the picture and the small details, observing the rain and the pond as well as the clouds. And it doesn't miss anything. So really, just this really is called for you to pay attention to what is happening around you and the messages from spirit. So listen from your intuition. I want you to really keep your eyes open and watch for synchronicities when I see this card here. There's a lot of meaningful coincidences and synchronicities. It just doesn't happen for no reason. So it's not to dismiss the signs that spirit are sending you. It's asking not to dismiss the signs that spirit is sending you to guide you. So you may, again, you're hearing this, and now if you're listening and any of these messages makes sense to you, just really know it's also for you. It really is a shared experience here. So just know that if you're hearing the same words or songs or coming across the same symbol here, there, and in the strangest places, perhaps that there's something in there to pertaining to you that you need to just pay attention to. It could be like even a license plate. I know that finding that a message in a license plate or what repetitive numbers like 111 for me, the angel numbers, and 1111, which I love doing my 1111 weekdays. Pay attention to the animals that appear in front of you and connect with the symbolism. So spirit wants to communicate with you and reaches out again and again. And when that particular hawk spirit comes, it is a sign to listen. So I hope that brings you some insight to what you need to be doing in this next while. So pay attention to those. I know that you will be absolutely surprised. And first off, you might I really think, you know, the positivity thing is believe it and feel it. When you see it the third time, you know you're on the right track. Oh, gosh, isn't that the truth, right?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, this is wonderful. So now we do have, and it's a request for both of us, Claudia, from Brenda. So let's both pull a card for Brenda and see what she needs to know today. Okay, so you and I'll let you go first, and then I will follow.
That's good. Hello, Brenda, and thank you for your request. And let's see what the angels have for you today. What do you need? What is your guidance for today? Oh, the good one is coming.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I just like when they jump, like, that's the best, we know that that's the right one.
That's right. It is so good. Now, if you're out there also with your cards and you have a set of cards, you know, pull a card as we're doing it and add to the messages and guidance that you're receiving. So it's always nice to bring validation through. Okay, here we go for Brenda.
So, Brenda, for you, we have Archangel Ariel stepping forward to, she's helping you to stay your ground with peace, and whatever might be happening in your life at this moment, know that you have her guidance and her support, and this is a time for you to set yourself, you put yourself and say, okay, this is what I really feel, what I really want, and it could be a peaceful way, and perhaps you are not knowing who are your friends around you. So just know that the people that are surrounding you are your true friends, and you can trust the people that are around you are the people that you can count. And if there is some relationships that have gone in the back a little bit, don't worry so much about that. The angels will always put you the right people in the right situations, the right places for each one of us and in our path. So trust that the people around you, they are guiding you, the angels are guiding you, they are protecting you, and it is time for you to voice yourself to say, okay, this is what I feel, and you can do this in a really, really peaceful way because you have Archangel Ariel with you. So she's guiding you through this, and know that everything will be fine, and you can just say this little prayer. Thank you, Ariel, for helping me stand my ground with peace. And This is going to bring you that inner peace that you're looking for. So I hope this resonates with you, Brenda. That's what I got here.
Okay. Well, I think what the cards that sort of fell out of my deck as I was listening with you with the intention for Brenda, a couple of things came up, and it's time to collaborate. It was with the ant spirit, and it's kind of fun because when you're talking about all the friends, well, this ant spirit is really about the benefits of partnership in your community and your tribe. So, and this again reminds us to build that relationship and trust, you know, in your most important partnerships and friendships with this card. So right now there's an intention. When you set your intention, Brenda, it will definitely come to fruition if you remain awake and focused in on that. And with others. So, I love this card because connecting with others and having accountability, you know, other people, maybe accountability partners that some people might have out there can be very helpful. But it's the message really is to practice and what is it saying to me? I'm just trying to go intuitively as well here for you, Brenda, is that it's okay to ask for help. That's what I'm saying. So if you need a little help or a helping hand, even in the smallest thing, you know, I know you have a huge group of fabulous people that surround you. But remember that you don't always have to do it by yourself. And so everything is here to working to support you right now. And then I pulled another card from a different deck. And this really, I feel, is important for you as well, Brenda, is that continue to develop that practical intuition that you have, because I feel that it's really, the angels are here to really try to assist you at this time to take and connect to that light, to the spirit, even deeper than you already are with spirit and with the angels in the universe. So what I feel is that it just to really step into that positive practice of working your intuition and keeping that connection with your angel team. And, you know, really know that and don't question. I think what you hear is, you might like to say, is I'm intuitive or now and my messages are clear. And ask for those messages to keep coming clear for you. I know that you are connected. This is just an affirmation and message that you need to pay attention a little bit more and just believe how that you are actually capable of these connections and sharing that. So even you may need to share some of these messages with your friends. So I hope that helps, Brenda. Thank you so much for calling in. These are some wonderful cards that hope resonate with you and maybe others as well. So thank you so much. Okay, so that we had some beautiful messages and I'm just going to check my thoughts here, because when we set out these beautiful intentions and positive thoughts, I always like to see what happens around us. And I wanted to say sometimes when we do positive thoughts and changing, we may change our vibration in an instant, but perhaps it doesn't always show up in a moment. There's kind of like a time lapse to our positive thinking. So sometimes it'll come immediately. You know, you're putting yourself, you're feeling, and all of a sudden you just see the flow happening, or you see someone's flow just moving through, and it comes through because they believe it, they feel it, the energy's flowing. But sometimes until we actually really take that in, it may take a little while to find it, find us. And sometimes it's timing. Sometimes we also need to realize that the universe will never not give us what is ours, but just may not be in the same time that we expect it, you know. So be patient. So intention this week for me has been patience, and I want to share that with you as well, because and it gives you time. So sometimes also when you don't receive what you think you want right away, it could also be a blessing. So just one of those things that just came to mind that I thought, well, I should share that with you as well. So I am going to just continue with maybe what I'd like to do is let's pull a card for everyone. And let's take that a moment to say, what is in everyone's highest good and to create the highest vibrational match for all of us. So, Claudia, let's pull a card for the group as a whole that is listening here now or in the replay. So, I am perfect. So, the card that I will, let's see, well, just let's see what comes up here. And the conversation is like continually raising that vibration, reframing our thoughts. And so that's what we are going to do here today. So, okay.
Right. The divine timing, right, that we always talk about, divine timing.
Divine timing. Oh, fantastic. Go ahead.
So, leap of faith, the message for everyone here is just think, just trust. Like Angie's been saying through the whole this time, it is just trust that you are ready, and the angels are helping you, guiding you, and they're more than happy to help you to go in this leap of faith at this moment. So whatever that might be for you to bring that joy, you know, if sometimes it is just to take the 5 minutes and go outside and ground yourself and hug a tree, and that can just give you the power and energy that you need to take these big decisions, to do those changes perhaps. Right now we are going all through changes, so maybe right now it is presented to you, the opportunity to change your work or change your home or a complete routine, your habits, you know, that you have every day. So trust that if you're inspired by something new, go for it. That just trust, have faith that is divine guidance for you, and that's going to lead you towards the path that you want to go and exactly where you're heading, because the angels will always guide you and the way that is best for in our highest good, basically. So just trust. Take that leap of faith and you're ready. They're just holding you, putting those angel wings on your back, and go for it.
Well, let's add to that. What I feel with the card that I pulled here too is that it's really to know that you have so much strength and that you have the ability to break through some of the stubbornness here. The card is the Rhino Spirit card, so it's overcoming any obstacle. So today, if we're talking about overcoming the positive thought, you're like the lower vibrating energy, the self-talk, the doubt, and all of that. So this card really tells you it's time to come and seek out how you can overcome. So these obstacles, and it can be in any multitude. So maybe today, if you're out there, just that one thing that you'd like to shift, and by just deliberately setting an intention or setting a shift in your day can transform and just allow you to remove any, just transform your whole being. So this card comes up at a perfect time, and it says to really to stop limiting yourself. And a lot of us, you know, think, oh, we can't, it's not me. Well, that's where you might need to bust that negative self-talk. We all have the ability to dream and to remove those obstacles. It's really important to be creative, just as Claudia is sending from the angels. Be creative and find the magic to make a way around it, perhaps. You are powerful right now. This card and this energy that I'm feeling wants to remind you that, you know, obstacles appear everywhere. A lot of times you just need to change that direction, right? Look another way. And keep in mind that something also is better along the way. When something doesn't show up for you exactly the way it is, perhaps it's because there's something better coming for you and awesome. So what I would like to bring around here is that there's so much love, and and the universe and the angels and everything wants the best for you. So really take a moment and set that intention. Be clear on what you want and feel it, and you will overcome that obstacle. So I hope that resonates with all of you. Thank you so much for pulling those cards, Claudia. We've got some time here, so if anyone wants to call in, we do have some time available, and we'll continue to read cards, 646-595-4274 or on the air at telus.net. So I want to just continue with that. The idea that people, the law of attraction really is as strong or stronger than gravity. And I mentioned that at the beginning. And it's with us 24/7. So when you think it's not paying attention, let me tell you, law of attraction is always paying attention. So if you're putting out, you know, doubtful thoughts and just really sort of playing things down, perhaps, just know that the universe is paying attention and will give you what you're looking for. So we will attract what we are putting out. So what we're talking about today is instantly changing that energy. So when you understand it's stronger than gravity, that's a lot of pull. That the universal law of attraction is incredible. Many people have read books, you've heard about it, and I really want to just say, if you can switch that energetic thought from perhaps I have to do something to I get to do something, just think about that for a moment. Changing that in an instant. I have to do my laundry. Well, if you switch it out, right, Claudia, I get to do my laundry. You already see the difference in that feeling. So
I think that, you know, the power, like you were saying, you know, like energy is everywhere in a word, a frequency, and the frequency is exactly what we will send out there. So if you said, if we speak with limited, you know, wording, that's exactly what we can experience as well, too. And I would like
exactly.
to share one thing for people is sometimes we forget, you know, to take the moment and, you know, bring us into the smile and everything. And the other hand, if you feel like you are not getting what you want or things are not working out, one good thought that you can, or one good question that you can do to yourself is like, what is the quality of my thoughts? You know, what am I? And then you can go from there. And it will bring you back to that moment, and then you can say, oh, okay, I got it right here. Maybe I just, you know, I was thinking this way. That's another way that we can just change our perspective and see how we are doing things.
Okay, Claudia, we have a very short period of time here. We've got a couple of other cards. Colleen from Courtney, BC. We have Ellen from the UK and Diane from Boston. So I'm going to pull, I just was shuffling with Colleen in mind, I'm going to pull the card, and Colleen from Courtney, BC, I know that place. So the card that comes for you today is the Owl Spirit, and it's a beautiful card. You see clearly now. So a card that reminds you that the wisdom within you is informed by your keen sense of wisdom and consciousness that we share. So even in the darkest night, the owl sees clearly and is guided to every sense it has, including the first sense of intuition. So right now, you are your sensitivities, your intuition is on target and in turbocharge right now. So receiving messages from all directions. So just really pay attention. And I know that this one is about reading between the lines and what's invisible to the naked eye or can't be heard. It's you have that sense that is you understand what's happening. So this is a confirmation that your knowledge is available to you and clarity will come to you as you sit with all of these senses around you. So pay attention to your intuition, let your wisdom arise and to be your guide. It's real and to provide, and that's here to provide you with more clarity. So in your relationships, your finances, and your job, whatever it is, right now you can see the truth right through it. So I will leave you with that. Thank you so much, Colleen, for your request. Okay, Claudia.
What was the name? I'm sorry.
And we are, the next one is Ellen from the UK, and hopefully we'll get to Diane, too, before we have to finish up the show.
Yeah. All right. So, Ellen, let's see what the angels have for you today. Today, you have such a, everything is happening in your right now for you. Divine timing, it is happening and you are noticing. Things are just, things are falling into place for you and know that you have that inner power to create anything that you've been thinking and everything that you've been wanting. So know that you have all that energy with you. You can just step out the door and manifest anything that you are desiring. Everything is in the right place and the right time for you right now. And so go for it. There is so much energy of harmony and peace with you. And know that any conflict that perhaps you might be surrounded by, everything it is being taken care of. So just for you to step out and manifest your wildest dreams. I hope that resonates with you, Ellen. And thank you for your request.
And thank you for calling in or sending a message in all the way from the UK. That's our farthest request so far. So thank you so much, Ellen. Diane from in Boston, I pulled a card for you here, a beautiful, fun one. So it really is a great way to end the cards today. It's the Sandpiper Spirit, and the Sandpiper Spirit is all about being playful and being playful and poking their beaks into the sand. They're like little clowns, and so they dart in and off of the and chase the waves. So when this card appears, it's a sign that it's time for you to engage in your playfulness. And wherever that, whatever you've been doing beforehand, it's really time just to start doing things with lightness and a little more lightness of being, light and joy. So explore the familiar, discover the new and the old. Now, that's always a great thing, just seeing with new eyes. And just treasure what is coming for you. There's a lot of laughter. So give yourself and let yourself laugh and have fun. And that's, I think, a message for all of us here today before we leave. Sandpiper Spirit is all about happy and being curious and nature, and to help you feel rejuvenated as you remember your ability to fly and run and dance playfully. I hope that really resonates with you today, Diane. This has been a lot of fun today. I want to say thank you to Claudia and let you all know that she is, before we end this, that she's putting on a beautiful free webinar, how your chakras can change your life. I'm sorry, Claudia. And she's presenting that this August 17th in Spanish and August 21st in English. If you're interested to join Claudia's free webinar, you just need to go to claudiasarrin.com, claudiasarrin.com. And there you will find in her events this beautiful free webinar that you can join. And just so that I spell her last name again, Claudia Sarrin, SARSAARINEN.com. Claudia, thank you so much for being here with me today. I really, really appreciate having you on.
No, thank you so much for having me, Angie. It's always a pleasure. And sending you lots of hugs. And to everyone, thank you for being here. And let's go have fun today.
What a great thing. So thank you so much for listening today to today's episode. I so appreciate it. If you loved what you heard, be sure to share it with me on my Facebook page, Angie Bell Spiritual Medium. Your reviews, your insights are so appreciated, and keeps this content growing. If you're already following me, share this podcast on your stories or with your people. I love reading and reposting the insights you got from the episode. So keep shining your beautiful light and manifesting your wildest dreams. Stay positive out there. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
Stay focused. Stay strong. News for the Soul will begin its 24th year of broadcasting in January 2021. After nearly a quarter of a century of grassroots investigation and exploration into the unknown and lesser known realm to discover what's really real and what's really possible, with News for the Soul founder, journalist Nicole Marie Whitney at the helm, we now find ourselves here in this pivotal moment in human history. Staying in our power and in our hearts is more crucial than ever. we are continuing to work 24/7 at News for the Soul Broadcasting to uncover deeper truths and techniques to best maneuver through these very challenging times. We are increasing our broadcasting hours to support and serve you in the highest way possible. Tune in daily to discover new hosts and radio shows, and to hear Nicole Marie's latest cutting-edge interview with luminaries of our times, speaking to what's happening in our world today from a conscious perspective. Community, consciousness, and positive, empowered focus are crucial elements right now for us all. Stay focused. Stay strong. For over 20 years, we've known this simple concept to be true. What you focus on expands. That is more important than ever in 2020 and beyond. In times of social distance and lockdown, we must connect with our community more deeply and more often, and we are here for you. Our live shows and our show archives are always totally free to hear anytime. Just go to newsforthesoul.com to tune in and find out more. That's newsforthesoul.com, and spread the word so that others can avail themselves of this free resource as well. That's newsforthesoul.com. Stay focused. Stay strong.